radio show your mother warned you about. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We can squeeze you in before our pal Bill Press joins us at the top of the hour.
Dominic Book Club. There's another tell-all coming out of the Trump White House. This one from the Trump Whisperer himself. Jared. It could only be Jared. So let me tell you a little bit about it.
Do we have to talk about Jared?
Just a little bit. Just two notable little tidbits from this new tell-all, if you will. First headline, this one from The Guardian. Murdoch told Kushner on election night that Arizona result was not even close.
Oof.
Donald Trump's son-in-law and advisor's new book recounts turmoil caused by Fox News' decision to call the state for Biden in 2020. Just a little bit of this. When Fox News called Arizona for Joe Biden on election night in 2020, infuriating Donald Trump and fueling Republicans' election subversion attempts, which continue to this day, Rupert Murdoch told Jared Kushner, and here's the quote, "The numbers are ironclad. It's not even close."
Would you please repeat what Murdoch said again, please?
"The numbers are ironclad. It's not even close." Details of the Fox News owner's conversation with Trump's son-in-law and chief advisor about the call, which most of observers say confirmed Trump's defeat, are contained in Kushner's memoir, Breaking History. Oh, they broke it, which is due out next month. They also come as Murdoch-owned papers and even Fox News itself seem to turn against Trump in light of the January 6 hearings on the U.S. Capitol attack and his attempt to overturn the election defeat. The first extract from the book in which Kushner described being secretly treated for thyroid cancer, I knew he didn't look bright, something's wrong with that guy, was reported by Maggie Haberman at the New York Times. On Wednesday, another Times reporter, Kenneth Vogel, our buddy, tweeted pictures of pages from Kushner's book, each emblazoned with the words, "confidential." And Kushner's description of the shock of the Fox News Arizona call mirrors those in numerous reports and books on Trump's 2020 defeat, his refusal to accept it, and the attack on U.S. democracy that followed. "The shocking projection brought our momentum to a screeching halt," Kushner writes. "It instantly changed the mood among our campaign's leaders who were scrambling to understand the network's methodology." Methodology, is that what they were scrambling to figure out, Tom?
Yes. Yes. One of you could do me a favor, though.
You know, there's one other excerpt from the Trump book. This one about the wife, Ivanka. Jared Kushner claims in a new book that John Kelly shoved Ivanka.
Uh-oh.
They almost came to blows, apparently. Well, maybe not, but let me read just a little more, you know, from the Breaking History upcoming Kushner tell-all. Excerpts of Jared Kushner's new book are being revealed this month. We talked about that. Here's another one. "Ms. Trump," that's Ivanka, "and her husband served as top senior advisors in the White House throughout the administration, where Kelly was the chief of staff for a short time." Here's the quote from Kushner's book. "One day, he just marched out of this contentious meeting in the Oval Office. Ivanka was walking down the main hallway in the West Wing when she passed him, unaware of the heated state of mind. She said, 'Hello, chief.' Kelly shoved her out of the way and stormed by. She wasn't hurt, and it didn't make a big deal about the altercation. But in his rage, Kelly had shown his true character."
Oh, is that what this
According
is
to
about?
Ivanka's husband, right?
Yes, Ivanka and Jared. What shows your true character? How would you gauge that? By your rage or lack of rage or lack of action when your father was, and probably you, helping orchestrate a coup upon this country? But tell me more about the guy who shoved your wife.
I would say judge him by the frenzy keeps, like the Saudis, who have put billions of dollars into an investment fund that Jared Kushner is not qualified to lead or run, right? So anyways, Kushner, just a little clarity, a little bow on this topic, Dom. Kushner then explains that Kelly went to Ivanka after and apologized, which was accepted. Kushner claims the apology was meek, however. Meek? Did Donald Trump ever apologize for anything ever?
Well, I mean, in Kushner's defense, he certainly knows what meek looks like.
And cock, I suspect. But let me read just a little bit more here. I don't recall anything like you described, Kelly told the Post. It is inconceivable that I would ever shove a woman. Inconceivable. Never happened. Now, understand, he's a U.S. military officer. Would never intentionally do something like that. Also, don't remember ever apologizing for her, to her for something I didn't do. I'd remember that. So Kelly's denying all of it. A little bit more. On October 2018, report in the New York Times cited former campaign manager and alleged domestic beater Corey Lewandowski, who revealed earlier that year that he and Kelly got into a physical altercation that involved Secret Service agents, and the agents had to break it up. Oh. Corey Lewandowski would have gotten his ass kicked.
Is this like Real World MTV or something? What, Big Brother? What is going on in this White House with these clowns? My goodness.
Masculinity. Speaking of, here's CJ. Welcome back, CJ. How you doing, man?
Hey, CJ.
Hey, guys. You know, I guess listening to the president and everybody go out to defend him, I'm wondering how many other words you guys can, you know, go from progressive or liberal to progressive. Now recession is not a recession. Build Back Broke is now the Inflation Reduction Act. You know, are you guys running out of words to redefine? I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg even said, don't destroy democracy by, you know, redefining, ending the filibuster.
Are you in the court? Are you really chastising us with the words of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a woman you disagreed with throughout the entirety of her very illustrious career, CJ?
No, I did not. I loved Ruth Bader. I didn't always agree with her, but I tell you, she was one of Scalia's best friends. And, you know, just if you need a wingman next Friday, I'd be happy to help you.
A wingman that's not going to get me killed. You know what I'm saying, CJ? You'd be like the other team's cheerleaders at a Badger game when they introduce Bucky to the goalpost. I don't need that kind of wingman, okay, CJ?
No, I would do nothing but defend you, Grudy. I would help you into the deepest dungeon and help you survive. So, honestly, you guys, I enjoy you, but man, can you guys rewrite history anymore day to day? And some of your new guys or format, I really don't get the moves that you're making, tell you the truth, Grudy. You have some great lineups, and you're disintegrating them day by day.
Well, CJ, we still take your calls.
I do kind of question your judgment then, Curdy.
You really do, don't you? You really do. Come back, hour two, Bill Press. And us. I would question your judgment if you didn't come back.